Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 through 13, and 23 and 24. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. We have seen some major storms this year. With frightening clouds, damaging winds, and darkness, hurricanes unleashed their destruction. Many people had to evacuate, and those that stayed had to seek cover. In today's Bible reading, the Lord speaks about sheep that were scattered and harmed by a violent storm. Those sheep were God's people. The storm clouds and darkness described the sin and destruction that scattered God's Old Testament people among the heathen nations, where they were insecure, helpless, hurt, and facing a dismal end. The Lord promised to send one shepherd to gather his sheep from every land, perfectly care for their needs, and grant them his salvation. That shepherd was called David. King David had been God's chosen shepherd of his people centuries earlier. But this David would be his greater descendant, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In the greatest storm ever, on a cross, Jesus would suffer the punishment for all of the rebellion and wrongs of his people and win forgiveness for their sins. That Savior would gather all of his chosen ones safely into the perfect pasture of his kingdom. Do you have storms in your life? Do you have wrongs against God that have sent you running, hurt, and perishing? Jesus is your shepherd, who graciously gathers you safely into his flock, is caring for your every need, and will continue to do so perfectly forever. Lord God, thank you for shepherding me safely into your fold. Continue to tend me this day and always with your grace in Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.